Welcome to Hope with Bishop Terry Hill Jr. and the Citadel Church of Jacksonville. We invite you to stay tuned as Bishop Hill brings to you a relevant word for the real world. Come with me now to a service already in progress.
And shout it to the crowd. Listen carefully, all of you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. Oh, times have changed. Oh, God. Verse 36. So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah. Peter's words pierced their hearts, and they said to him and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Verse 42. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity. Our final verse. All the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. The Lord bless his word. Be seated, please. As we are continuing in the series, Acting Like the Church, this morning, power to be the church. Would you look at your neighbor and tell them, I need power to be the church. This morning, and I'm jumping straight in, but this morning we're going to be spending some time understanding what it is, how it is that Christ himself has prepared for us not just the opportunity to be his church, but he has infused us with power to be his church. We've already learned, and it's important that we remember, that our work here on earth is intentional. Jesus himself said, I'm going to build my church. The gates of hell won't prevail against it. And it was always his desire that even upon his departure, the group of folk who have accepted him, who mark out their own moment for him to have been in their lives, establish what he desires to have been the continuation of his work on the earth. Jesus is still at work because his church is here, which means everything that happened while Jesus was alive on the earth should still be happening right now because his church is here. And if it is not, it is not because the power no longer exists. It is because the church of Jesus Christ has forgotten to utilize the power that they have in order to be what he wants us to be. Am I talking to anybody yet? And here's the first thing that you need to see this morning, that the power of the Holy Spirit is not a doing power. It is a being power. Can I say that again? The power of the Holy Spirit is not a doing power. It is a being power. Too many of us have become confused and thinking that the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us is most displayed when we do something. That's what we think, because that's the way we've reckoned that certain people have a relationship with God, by the stuff they do. We think if a person is laying hands and speaking in tongues and jumping up and down, that they must have the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, when I was growing up, if the music started playing like it was a few minutes ago and people started running and jumping, we would say stuff like, people caught the Holy Ghost. And I used to wonder who threw him, because I didn't know you could just catch him. Like that, like a cold or something, you know what I'm saying? Girl, how was church? I caught the Holy Ghost today. Ooh. But the problem is, when you look at Holy Spirit like that, you don't catch him and keep him. You drop him, and then your life ends up not being any different. I ain't got no help right there. Because a lot of us, if that were the truth of our experience, we caught him. Oh, but we dropped him a long time ago, because nothing about our lives is indicative of the fact that Holy Spirit is a part of it. Ain't got no help. Ain't nobody saying amen. That's all right. Terry Jr., keep teaching. Okay, I will. Understand something. There's an important connection between being and doing. And the power of the Holy Spirit is to help you to be and not just do. You know why that is? Because whatever you be is what you will do. Our doing is never motivated simply on what the act is that is done. It is what we be, who we are, that actually gives life and credence to what we do. You've even heard it said of folk you know. When the question is asked, why did he do that? Why did she do that? Oh, that's just how she is. Because we understand fully that what you are, what you be, is impacting what you do. Our doing of business is based on our isness. And Jesus says he's even most concerned with what we be. And so his power comes, Leona, to affect who we are. Because if he has affected who we are, it will influence what you do. Now, this is important because, Aisha, too many of us, especially those of us in the church, spend too much time trying to change what people do. I'll pause here. I'll take my time. We try to change what people do. And if you read the scriptures, all that the Lord wants you to do happens after he has ensured that who you are is secure. If you spend all of your time trying to stop doing certain things before you get your life right, you will never get your life right. Can I help about 10% of you right now? Listen, it almost bothers me, Unsent, when I hear people say, I'm gonna get back in church when I get my life together. And what they're really saying is that there's some things they want to stop doing, or they feel like, because a lot of us in the church have made them feel like, that you can't come in here if you're doing certain things. Lean in, let me help you. No, lean in, I want to tell you a secret. Half of the folk in here. I'm sorry. Lean in. Most of the folk in here? Wait. Lean in. But all us still got some stuff we do. So let's just get that myth out the way. First of all, you don't have the power to do any different outside of the Holy Spirit at work in you. I don't care how much you think you have changed, how much. Listen, y'all, you ever realize how easily you can go back? No, can we just have some conversation? Can we just talk like family? How many of y'all ever been on a diet? And you did real good eating what they told you to eat, drinking what they told you to drink, exercising like they told you to exercise, and whoa, look at God. A change came over your life, didn't it? Huh. You had to get your clothes taken in a little bit. Or if you're like me, you just went shopping and bought some more stuff. Huh? And you were feeling good about your change. And then dude broke up with you. They let you go on the job. Kids started acting up. Light bill was $17 higher than what it was supposed to be. And you found out that all of that eating and all of that drinking and all of that exercise could be undone in one day. Let me just talk to some folk who will be honest, tell the truth. You hadn't had burgers and fried chicken in 90 days, but one piece of bad news sent you right back, didn't it? It put you right back, didn't it? Yeah, it did. Uh-huh. 2 months before your problems, I don't eat that. Two months after your problem, child, I remember the last time I was on a diet, I wouldn't eat this. Because it's easy for us to go back. This is why Holy Spirit at work in us is not focused on what we do. Because a lot of people can stop what they do for a moment, but it doesn't change who you are. Holy Spirit invites us in every single week so he can change who we are. And the more he changes who we are, we start noticing what we do starts changing. We start noticing that the same appetite is not how it used to be. We start noticing that sometimes we get to hanging around folk. We used to be completely comfortable hanging around, but now we're not as comfortable as we used to be. You used to cuss like a sailor, and now you go to change your TV because they cuss so much. Y'all ain't talking, you know. You ever been riding in the car trying to live right, trying to give God a holy life, trying to give God a holy body, huh? Yeah, and then one of your songs came on. You know, one of the ones that put you in the mood, y'all. And you realize if you don't change that station quick, sin lieth at the door. And because Holy Spirit had been at work in you changing who you be, you started doing different. Can I just encourage you that if you really want to see change happen in your life, stop focusing on what you do and start focusing on who you are. Let Holy Spirit do his work in you and watch the change that happens in your life. If it was okay for me to holler, I'd tell you to give your neighbor a high five and tell him, watch me change, watch me change, watch me change. Watch this now. Watch this now. Power of the Holy Spirit at work changes who we are. The text tells us that when Holy Spirit comes in verse 2, they were all filled, then began to speak. The external speaking was a result of the internal filling. In other words, they did what they did because of what was in them. Luke 6 and 45 even reminds us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What then is this power making us be? A few things I believe this text and chapter 1 teach us about what the Holy Spirit gives us power to be. Here's the first one if you're taking notes. It's the Holy Spirit gives us the power to believe. Somebody shout that, believe.
Believe.
Holy Spirit gives us the power to believe. Now, to see this point, we got to back up to chapter 1, verse 3. In the King James, it says, no doubt he had been risen. The King James Version uses the phrase many infallible proofs. In other words, there was no doubt Jesus had been risen from the dead. History teaches us in 40 days he made more than 10 appearances. They knew Jesus was alive. And before you can be a witness, you got to behold or be exposed to the thing that you will witness of. You can't believe what you have not beheld. So Jesus shows up to ensure that they see him. His appearance is proof positive that he had risen indeed. And because they had seen him, it was the empowerment that was needed for them to believe. Fast forward to chapter 2, they are living out his last instructions to not leave until they had received power. It is that belief that they would receive power that positions them to receive. Don't miss this. They are in the upper room in prayer, positioned to receive. It's only 120 or so of them. And Jesus had at that time more than 120 people following him, crowds, thousands, multitudes following him. But he told one group that make sure that you don't leave here until you get power. Because they believed it, they positioned themselves to receive it. I don't know if you caught that. I'll run it by you again. Because they believed, they had seen enough to believe what he promised would actually happen. Elder Hill, and because they believed what he promised would actually happen, they put themselves in position to receive it. Don't you miss this. Because the question I got to ask every single one of us is, have you seen enough to position yourself to believe because that, or to receive, because that is real belief. Real belief is the act of me getting in position to receive what he promised me. Let me run it by you one more time, Lady Kim, because a lot of us, we say we believe, but nothing about our actions, nothing about our posture says we are actually in position to receive. You believe God is going to heal you, but nothing in your day-to-day activity actually says you are in position to receive the healing of God. And unfortunately for us, God is a perfect gentleman.
Yes, sir.
God will not interrupt actions of disbelief with a miracle. Can I run that by you one more time? Tori, I don't think they hear me. Maybe I should holler at them. God is a perfect gentleman. And unless you are postured to receive, which is an indication of your belief, you do not have to worry about him interrupting your disbelief with his miracle. You don't have to worry about the Lord interrupting your negative talk with a miracle. In one moment, you say you believe God's going to do this, but then the next moment, you're talking to your friend, child, I don't know what I'm going to do, but you say it. You believe, but you spend all of your time talking about what's not possible. And I'm telling you that Holy Spirit gives you power to actually believe at in a level that you get yourself in position, even if it means shutting your mouth, Zechariah, so that you don't mess up what you believe with what you say. Is this helping anybody in here? Because see, a whole lot of us, we say we're believing God to do things in our lives, but the stuff of our lives says differently. And I'm telling you, if you really believe God, you actually posture and position yourself to receive what God has for you. Let me give you a test. Okay, watch this, because some of us failed this test a few minutes ago. Some of us failed this test a few minutes ago when the offering came around. Security working today? All right. Now, I mean the good security. I ain't talking about these play security. I'm talking about my security who they got stuff on them. I don't need the ones with the Holy Ghost. I need the ones with. Here's what. Thank you. I got the cue. I can say what I want to say. You ain't going to do that, huh? Try me. Watch this. So here's what happened. You're sitting here, and you hear the woman of God tell you that, you know, you're expecting to receive. This is how you're supposed to give cheerfully. And some of us didn't give cheerfully. Because we looked at what we were giving, and we were thinking to ourselves, now I can't go shopping. Now I can't go out to eat. Or now I can't do what I want to do. Or now I'm just reduced to less than what I want to have because I have chosen to give. And so you gave, but you didn't give cheerfully. When it's only the cheerful giver who actually is postured properly to receive. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if you gave grudgingly, you need to see me after service because we're going to run you a refund because you ain't going to get blessed having given any other way. Now, I'm going to break your refund up over 12 monthly installments. Let me move. Real belief is having seen enough to position yourself. I mean, has God done enough already for you to trust him at his word? I mean, I know you got stuff going on, and I know that the doctor has said certain things, and I know what you have seen from the folk in your family. I know that's how they've always been. I know you don't think your husband can change. I know you believe that your job, the only way God's going to fix it on your job is for you to leave that job. I get it. But my question is, for what God has already done in your life, has he done enough for you to trust him this time for real? Because the power of Holy Spirit at work is a power to believe. That's not all. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to give you power to be different. Somebody shout, different. In other words, when Holy Spirit comes, I'm not what I used to be. Now, this is, you might want to show them that on the screen. It's the power to be different. Now watch this, because this is where I may have to stay cool and stay calm. Because by the time Holy Spirit comes in verse 2, Peter gets to preaching in verses 13 and 14. Peter preaches so strongly that when he gives the altar call, over 3,000 folk get saved. Now, that's amazing. Not just that over 3,000 folk respond to the altar call, Deacon Ferguson, but the fact that Peter is preaching. Because if you recall the last time we talked to Brother Peter, he had stuff coming out his mouth, but it wasn't the gospel. Matter of fact, he was talking like some of y'all. You understand? Uh-huh. Little girl came up to him and said, hey, you look like the people that was walking with Jesus. People said, man, I wasn't walking with Jesus. I don't even know that the cat. And the girl was like, yeah, yes, you do. You was with Jesus. And people were like, girl, didn't I tell you? Go on. Where your mama at? Didn't I tell you? I wasn't with you. You even look like it. You dress like it. You sound like it. God, if you don't shut your beep. And then that was the last time we saw Peter. But now the Holy Spirit comes. And Peter is different. Somebody in here can testify about the same thing happening in you. That the power of the Holy Spirit makes you different. I know you ain't got time to tell a testimony, but so let me just tell it for all of us. If you could have seen some of us before the Holy Spirit got hold to us, some of y'all don't even appreciate what you got in front of you right now because you don't know what he had to clean up. And ain't but about two or three of y'all actually went to school with me, and I hope that God destroys your memories. Because when Holy Spirit comes, I'm not what I used to be. Where all the ex-cussers at? Where are you? Where are you? Okay, you don't cuss as much as you used to. Where are you? Where are you? All right. He's at work. He's at work. Tell your neighbor, I'm not what I used to be. Child, it take me 2 whole minutes to get that mad now. It used to be, oh, I'd give it to you before you could get started good. But oh, what a wonderful change. Anybody used to steal? Huh? Some of you, see, you're lying. Some of y'all steal now. You take people's stuff on Instagram and you don't give them credit for it. You got people thinking that's your stuff. You ain't come up with that. Holy Spirit comes, he makes you different. How many of y'all used to lie? More than you do now. Where are you? Where are you? Okay. Won't the Holy Ghost make you different? Can we just celebrate the fact that we are not what we used to be? I'm just curious. How many of y'all used to be mean? Just, oh, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. Oh, y'all. I'm talking about just me. Some of y'all so mean. Some of y'all so mean. You ain't have to cuss. Cause some of y'all got a look, and the look says everything. Little fella come up to you. Little fella don't mean no harm. He just thinks you're a good-looking woman. He really ain't going to say anything inappropriate. He just wanted to compliment your outfit. You understand what I'm saying? He actually satisfied with what he got. But ain't nothing wrong with giving a compliment, you know. So he was going to give you a compliment. But before he could get 2 steps too close. Old fella say, well, I keep that one to myself. I'm gonna just... And then you wonder why you can't get a man because you're walking around looking like. Oh, but you're not as mean as you used to be. Now, this is the challenge. This is the challenge to watch Holy Spirit working on you throughout this week when you want to give that look and you're going to feel it and you're going to be trying to change it. And be like, and then, and then, Jackie, you're going to be sitting up there looking like you're constipated because. I'm sorry. I am having so much fun. Oh, God. Let me tell you why, Stacy. That's just funny to me. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why it's important that you are different. Because the greatest witness to the power of God at work in your life is the difference of your life. You can't tell nobody what God can do if ain't nothing about you changed. You can't. How you look? How you look? But when they notice that things are different, you didn't snap as quick as you used to snap. You don't respond like you used to respond. You don't even spin like you used to spin. You come in a little different. Your skirts found a new limp. Y'all ain't talking to me. You actually said to one of your friends, I'm going to go on and put a pin right here because I don't need to be showing all of this. And your friend was like, God is moving. That's the power of Holy Spirit at work. This is why when you come in here, we don't spend time focusing on what you got on. Now, if what you got on is not as much as you need to have on, we might help you. But that's just because we love you. We don't want you to be a target. Lord, I ain't got no help. One day I'm going to get up and I'm going to hand one of these to a dude. I'm going to just... just for the sake of equality, you understand? Let me ask you a question. What has changed about you since Holy Spirit has been at work? Like, is the power to be different actually at work in your life? They back from smoke break. I'm just kidding. I'm just... Welcome to the Citadel Church of Jacksonville. My brother right now is thinking, now that's the dude I know. That's what I was expecting. What has changed? Would you do me a favor? Be the Holy Spirit to your neighbor. And convict them. Ask them, what's changed since you've met the Lord? What's changed? What's changed? Uh-huh. What's changed? Watch this. I gotta hurry up. Hey man, y'all need to slow that clock down. It's moving too fast. Okay, watch this. I'm gonna hurry up. I gotta be on time because I need our guests to feel like I stick to the rules. Okay. Not only does Holy Spirit give you the power to believe and the power to be different, He gives you the power to be distinct. I am not only not what I used to be, I am also not what you think. I already feel like hollering right now. Watch this. Now y'all need to be here Tuesday night. I'm going to take my time and go a lot slower and dig into some of the things we can't get into right now. But watch what happens in verse 13. You got all this commotion going on. Holy Spirit is hitting on each one of these folks. And they're talking in these languages. And this is not 1 Corinthians 13. This is not an unknown tongue. Okay? Now we'll play with that later on in the week. But this is, they are articulating through the power of Holy Spirit over them, filling them, and everybody who hears them in their native tongue. Watch this. So if there were in the room right now 20 different languages that were able to be spoken and articulated and heard, understood, me saying...
You've just received Hope with Bishop Terry Hill Jr. and the Citadel Church of Jacksonville. You may order a copy of this message in its entirety for a gift of any amount by calling the church office at 904-699-7962. You may also write to us at P.O. Box 350414, Jacksonville, Florida, 32235. When you call or write, please reference the date the broadcast aired. We invite you to share in worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Our church is located at 8050 Lone Star Road. For directions and more information about the church, visit our website at thecitadelchurch.com. Again, that's thecitadelchurch.com. Be sure to tune in next week at the same time for Hope with Bishop Terry Hill.